Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Chris Massengill.
There it is. Chris, you need to come out Friday night and defend yourself and pay back as hell.
Hey, no kidding. But I tell you, Sheriff, I knew you had good taste in music when you throw out Robert Cray. He's one of the best. I've been following him since I was barely a teenager. Strong Persuader is still one of my favorites. It's still the best one.
Yeah, I'm a Don't Be Afraid of the Dark fan myself. But So, Chris, welcome to the show. A lot of exciting announcements in St. Tammany. I know that y'all have had a rough couple of weeks here, but there's a lot of great things going on the North Shore.
There really are. And, Michael, thanks for letting me join you today. It just so happens I actually just stepped out of the Senate Commerce Committee here in Baton Rouge. Our bill that we're all supporting really applauding Secretary Bourgeois and the governor and Senator Mizell for repositioning LED, the Louisiana Economic Development Partner. This was the introduction introduced to what they refer to as repositioning Louisiana for success. And it starts with the structure of our statewide economic development organization to be as effective and as helpful to us at the regional and local level as possible. That bill passed out of committee today, and we're very excited about that. That just happened just a few minutes ago. And so it's really timely because that kind of movement, that kind of attention by the governor, that strategic focus to position Louisiana to win speaks to exactly the announcement that we made recently with Agile Cold Storage. It was a great project for us, one that we've been working a good while with our partners, including Michael and his team. That was important for us. It's a targeted industry for us. It's a $45.9 million constructing a 150,000-square-foot facility in the Pearl River area of St. Tammany. It's going to produce 100 direct new jobs, 95 indirect jobs. But what's really awesome is that this is a $5.3 million annual payroll. And the connectivity that they have with what they do in their industry sector is going to be helping to support 5,200 containers going out of the port of New Orleans. So this is a multifaceted project. It's more than just logistics and warehousing. That's the industry category. But what it's doing for the supply chain and the way that it operates is really important, and it's a good win for the North Shore.
We have not had a cold storage development other than recapturing what we lost in Katrina, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
My wife's family was in that business for a long, long time. Had a cold storage public warehousing operation, but it's one that's been sorely underserved in our region.
No, you're right. That refrigerated, basically how that's categorized as cold storage, falls under the refrigerated warehousing and storage industry. And that combined with the transportation warehousing industry, actually contributes to $500 million of our GDP in St. Tammany. When you look at about the 530 employees that work in companies statewide in Louisiana, 51% of those are based on the North Shore. And so to recruit agile to the North Shore, to recognize the potential we have to help contribute to what's going on with the international terminal and the work that's happening at the port, and then the recognition that we have the right infrastructure, the right talent, and the right location, the strategic geographical location on the North Shore has really made this project center focus for us, and that we can provide that workforce to contribute to that. And this has been one of our industry target industry sectors for a while. And so it demonstrates that we can really provide the workforce, and we've got the supply chain and the infrastructure that can make that that company successful.
And it helps to have three interstate systems right there too, right? And I guess that's why they chose Pearl River.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, immediate access,
exactly right.
North, south, east, west. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, these type of companies, it's all about connectivity, infrastructure, and talent. And when you look at where we are positioned in this part of Southeast Louisiana, you've got major connectivity, not just with the port, but the interstate is significantly important. 10, 12, 59, all of these things matter to put us in the right strategic position to attract these type of incredible companies. And they're based out of Gainesville, Georgia. I mean, this company's been around a while. They've got 13 facilities across North America. They're a substantial company, highly recognized in the cold storage space. And it's one we're glad to welcome them to the Southeast Louisiana, St. Tammany, and of course the North Shore.
Absolutely. Let's get to a break. We'll talk about the other project that you guys have been able to land in St. Tammany. When we return, we're talking to Chris Massengill, St. Tammany Core, as well as Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're meeting with President and CEO of G&O Inc., Michael Heck, and we've been having a discussion with St. Tammany Core, Chris Massengill. Chris, a whole different type of manufacturing facility locates themselves in St. Tammany Parish as well. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Noel, for the opportunity to do that. We're excited about this particular project as well. Hertzberg and Schott are H&S, as they're referred to, a manufacturer and defense contractor. It's a Cleveland-based company. They've been around for 135 years, and they're one of the world's leading providers of industrial gears and custom gear drives, which they offer a full range of services, including the custom design and replacement, turnkey field operations. And they were looking across the Gulf South. This is one of those projects that really signifies that when we come together as an economic development team and got great partners like G&O Inc. and the state, that we can compete with our neighbors, particularly with Mississippi and Alabama and Florida. They were looking for a Gulf Coast headquarters and base of operations, and we were able to lure them away from one of our neighboring competitive states, and they chose Slidell to be their home for this manufacturing facility. It's about a 32,000 square foot facility. Well, it's 40 jobs, but here's what's really significant about this. A lot of folks, they think when they think of the North Shore, they don't think that, oh, there's a strong advanced manufacturing footprint over there. Actually, it's been growing. We put a major strategic investment and focus from an economic development standpoint to really work with our existing advanced manufacturers, but also creating a scenario to attract new, particularly the small, the mid-size. It's a great fit. And these are jobs with an annual wage of $100,000. That's $4.9 million in CapEx that's coming to Slidell and East St. Tammany, and then $4.1 million in payroll because of the annual wage is so high with these 40 jobs. So they are highly sophisticated technology that's a part of this, and they're doing some incredible work actually with the Department of Navy. And these kind of companies, it is all about talent. Obviously, the location is very important, the talent, and we have the ability to supply the kind of workforce and a skilled workforce that can accommodate these highly sophisticated and technology-based advanced manufacturing companies. So this is a big win for Slidell, a big win for us to add to that landscape of advanced manufacturing in St. Tammany and on the North Shore.
I love these base hits, you know. I mean, these companies with 50, 60, 70 employees making that investment here, high-paying jobs, because it's a series of base hits that I think really creates a lot of momentum and call attention to ourselves as to what's actually happening. And so the more of these that we have, the better off we are, because the day of bringing in the 2,000 employee, you know, advanced manufacturing type of operation doesn't really exist that often anymore, right?
No, that's a great point. Michael and I talk about this all the time. Several in our industry or practicing economic development organizations, they really get distracted with that shiny, big, gigantic, what we call either the whale or the big elephants. And the reality is that economic development, it has to have a holistic strategy. And it's not a one-size-fits-all, and you really have to create strategies based off what your community can support. And these are significant investments in business growth, significant opportunities, and they stay hitched to your community for a long time. They continue to reinvest, and as we're seeing the transition of technology and automation with advanced manufacturing, it really is about the capital investment and securing the jobs that we have.
Yeah. Michael, final thought. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Chris Massengill with St. Tammany Corps. Final thoughts, Michael?
No, I think that you raise a great point there that, you know, it's all about the on-base percentage. You want to get on base no matter how it is. And sometimes it's a single. Sometimes it's even, you know, a walk. And then you want to play good defense. And so if we keep getting these singles and doubles in economic development and play good defense on things like public safety, then we're going to win games.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Gentlemen, both of y'all, thank you so much.
I want to bust out the polyester again. I want to see him fancying some more polyester.
I was trying to end this segment on a positive note. I was looking at some of the 100 best roast lines of all time during the commercial break. I can't say any of that. Like, I can't even say that stuff to Chris, you know, to his face offline. I can't say the Flavor Flav stuff at a Delgado event. Oh, my Lord. I don't know what's going to happen, but I encourage everybody to come out. Help us break the record. Help us do it for the students of Delgado and for the community. Hope to see everybody on Friday night at the Sheraton.
All righty. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week. Michael, we'll see you Friday night. We'll bring our best to that event for sure. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.